The Bible calls this sin. This heart problem that you have is called sin. And the bad news is that, yeah, you got it, and you are rotten to your core. But the good news is that you're not the only one.
You got porn in your pocket, meaning anywhere, anytime, all day long.
And Job said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes.
What do you have to do? What lengths do you have to go to? Whatever it is, get it out of your life. Stop it.
You fight it as though your very life were threatened, which it is.
But it's not about fighting by yourself. It's about fighting with brothers who are right there with you. And I am one of them. We are in this together because this is Fight Club. One of my favorite Bible verses of all time comes from Proverbs chapter 26. And it says, as a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool returns to its foolishness. And I love that verse because it's so pointed and doesn't hold back any punches for our fight, because it's true. A dog returns to its vomit, not because it likes vomit, not because it has a vomit addiction, not because it really, really, really wants to go back to the vomit, but because it's a dog. It is its nature. It is how it was wired and designed. It is a scavenger by nature. So there's nothing that you can do about it. If you have a dog and it keeps going back to the vomit, there's nothing that you can do. You can give it a bath. You can take it away and put it on a velvet rug. You can brush it every day. You can give it a loving home. You can do anything that you possibly want to keep it away from the vomit. But the second you turn your head, that dog is going right back to the vomit because it is his nature. And I know for me, and I'm confident for you too, that you've spent years trying to clean up your life, trying to go give a bath to your nature, trying to, you know, pull yourself away from these bad things and put yourself in a loving home, or to put yourself on that velvet rug, or to do whatever it takes to just get this toxin out of your life. I'm confident that you've watched the YouTube videos, that you've read the books, that you've maybe even engaged in the programs, that you've confessed this to other people. You've done everything that you can to get this out of your life. You have done whatever it takes to clean up your nature, and it has done nothing for you. Because the truth is that lust was never your problem. Lust is still not your problem. Do you want to know what your problem is? It's you. Bro, the problem is you. Lust is your nature. You are a dog who cannot help but return to its vomit. Day in and day out, week after week, month after month, no matter what you try, no matter what tips and tricks or tactics or strategies or whatever it is that you try and use to get this toxin out of your life, you always find yourself crawling right back to that vomit and doing whatever it takes to be in failure again. And then right after you do, you turn around and you're like, what was I thinking? What am I doing? I don't want anything to do with this. I want this out of my life. And yet everything I try completely and utterly fails. And you may have even experienced that with the things that we've talked about here. You may have tried environment discipline and routine and thought and eye discipline and still found yourself living in failure like I did the past couple of weeks. You may just be sitting there totally baffled and frustrated by this battle, because no matter what you try, you continue to return to your vomit. Look, everything that we've already learned, everything that we've already talked about is absolutely necessary for victory, right? Eye discipline is crucial. Thought discipline is absolutely vital. Routine is one of the foundational things that will help you to live a life of freedom, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Environment discipline is the most important thing that you can do. But all that is good and all that is necessary, but at the end of the day, it's just giving the dog a bath. At the end of the day, it's just trying to change the nature of something that you cannot change. And so it doesn't work. And no matter how hard you try at those things, no matter how much effort or commitment you make to those things, you still find yourself back in the vomit. And that's because true freedom doesn't come from trying to clean up the outside. True freedom comes from a change on the inside. Look, everyone falls into lust in different ways. It may have been introduced to you by a friend at school. You may have been shown something against your will. You may have been abused as a child. You may have had a father who had magazines at home. You may have scrolled around on social media one day and just stumbled upon it. There are hundreds of ways that people fall into this struggle. And how you fell in probably wasn't your fault. More than likely, it was not your fault. You were a total victim when you fell into this sin. But every choice since then has been just that. It has been your fault. Everything that you've struggled with since you first fell into this has been absolutely your doing, and it is your fault. You have to get to a point where you can accept this you chose this sin. This took me a really long time to get to because I felt like a victim for the longest time of like, God, why would you let me fall into this? Or you know, why did this thing happen? Or, you know, my dad maybe said something to me that led me down sin, not by his intention, but led me into this sin. And I was just bitter and I wouldn't accept that it's my fault. And until I realized and until I accepted the fact that I have been choosing this sin over and over again, it wasn't until I did that I was able to take the responsibility to say, no, this is a me problem. This isn't a friend problem. This isn't a social media problem. This isn't a dad problem. This isn't a God problem. This is a me problem. At the end of the day, I chose this sin. And the same is true for you. At the end of the day, if you are honest with yourself, day in and day out, you choose this sin. You choose to go back. And the reason that you choose to go back is because it's in your nature. You want to fall into lust. You want to stay in this addiction. Even now, as you are pursuing in watching this or listening to this, you're pursuing freedom. You're doing what you need to do in order to break free and to have victory. And even now, there's still a little part of you that's just itching to do it again. There's still that little voice in the back of your head who's like, nah, you're going back to it. Come on, it felt so good. Or come on, you know you want to. Just lying to you over and over again. And there's a little part of you every single day, no matter how well you're doing, no matter how strong you're feeling, that is just itching to do it again. You want to fall into lust. And the reason why is because, like we said, it's your nature. Because at the end of the day, you don't just have a lust problem. You have a pride problem. You have a jealousy problem. You have a gluttony problem. You have an anger problem. You have a self-control problem. And that is just the start. You could have a perfect environment. You could have elite thought discipline. You could have rigid eye discipline. You could be doing every single thing right and still be failing in every area of your life. And the reason why is because you have a heart problem. And when we say that you are a dog who can't help but return to your vomit, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the real issue at hand in this battle, the real issue that you have to deal with in your life that is causing you to continue to choose sin, to continue to choose lust, to continue to destroy your future. It is your heart. You have a bad heart. You have a corrupt heart. You, down to the very core of your being, are black-hearted and rotten. The Bible calls this sin. This heart problem that you have is called sin. And the bad news is that, yeah, you got it, and you are rotten to your core. But the good news is that you're not the only one. Every single person that you have ever met is just as rotten and black-hearted as you are. Every single person deals with this because every single person has a core problem at the center of their being that they can do nothing about. Sin is your nature. It is how you have lived your life up until this point, and it continues to dominate you and to control you in every area of your life. And the first step towards transformation is accepting that. I mean, that's really what I'm here to talk about today, is how important it is to realize that you are broken. Your true problem is sin. And it infects every part of your life. I think one of the most difficult things about this battle is realizing that lust, as big and as terrible and as awful as it is, and as much as we want to get it out of our lives, it is covering up all of these other problems that we actually have. I mean, this is something that I had to learn in my life. When I started to have victory and then after that fell back into sin, I realized, I was like, man, even when I'm living in victory, I'm still sinful, because the reason that I was living in victory was pride. I wanted to be better than the other people in my life, or I wanted to break free of this so that I could be the man that I could look myself in the mirror and be proud of. You know, it was all of these other things. It was jealousy in some sense. It was competition. It was doing all the same. I was like, this isn't for the right reasons. It was continuing to show me all of the other areas that there were sin. And then when I started to peel the layers of the onion back and look even deeper into my own life, I started to realize, oh my gosh, if it's not lust, it's pride. If it's not self-control, it's jealousy. If it's not, you know, any of these other things, like, sin is pervasive. It completely infects every single part of your life, and lust is covering it up. And what we're really here to do, and what we're fighting for, is not just to break free from lust, not just to overcome this big issue, but to realize that the problem lies so much deeper. If you spend your entire battle, if you spend the rest of your life trying to fight this battle and try and be totally free from lust, and your only enemy is lust, you're going to lose, because the enemy isn't lust. Lust is just another tactic, another way that the enemy can attack you. I mean, one of the ways that it was explained to me, which I really love, is it's not like you have all of these problems that are different pools around your life, right? You have the pool of lust and the pool of pride and the pool of jealousy, right? And the pool of gluttony and the pool of all these other things and anger and all that stuff. Like, that's not how it works. It is one massive ocean. Everything is interconnected. I mean, even in the fact of your temptation, your pride and your anger fuel your lust. And your lust fuels your shortness with people and not being kind to other people and making you selfish. And it all is interconnected because what you truly have is a sin problem deep inside you. There is a corruption at a level that you cannot fix. There is something so broken deep inside of you that no matter how hard you try, no matter what you try, no matter what your why is behind trying to have victory or to try to be a good person or whatever it is, it's not enough. And that's one of the hardest things that we can come to. Your best isn't good enough. No matter what you try, no matter what you attempt to do, no matter what tactics you use, it's not enough. You will be left in failure again and again because the true problem is so much deeper than you realize. You are broken beyond repair. And I really want to help you understand that because it took me a long time to understand that. But it's a fundamental truth to this battle because until you understand that there is nothing that you can do about this, that there is nothing that you can do to get more power or more willpower or more strength or more understanding or more wisdom or whatever it is, there's nothing that you can do. There's nothing that you can do to break yourself free of this. You have to accept right now, you can't do it. You cannot have victory. You cannot have freedom by yourself. No matter what you try, it will never be enough. You cannot be a good person to solve this problem. You cannot put in all your effort and energy and attention and willpower and everything into this solution and think that that's going to be enough for you. It's not. It will never be enough for you. And even if it was, to take it to that extreme, even if it was that you gave all of your energy and effort to solve this problem and magically tomorrow you woke up and you never lusted again, it wouldn't matter. Because the true problem would still be there. Because if it's not lust, it'll be pride. If it's not pride, it'll be selfishness. If it's not selfishness, it'll be anger. There is always something broken because you are broken. This is the reality of our lives. We have a deep and interconnected problem. And we are completely consumed by this black-hearted, terrible abyss that is our soul. And this sounds really like doom and gloom. I'm realizing how I'm coming across right now. But it's so crucial. I mean, everyone says, you know, it's the corny saying, right? You can't solve the problem until you acknowledge that there is one. And this is the truth right now of this battle. There is a problem that you cannot solve, and it is deeper than you could ever understand. And it is infecting every area of your life. And there are areas of your life right now that lust is hiding from you. Areas that are so sinful and so terrible and things that you would be ashamed of 10 years from now, but you don't know about it because lust is covering it up for you. And so if you want to solve lust, what you really need to do is stop looking at the exterior, stop looking at the fruits of the problem and start going to the core. Start looking at the root and solve that problem. Let me put it this way. If you were a car on a dealer's lot, the Carfax would come back in bold black letters. Lemon, flood damage, shattered frame, engine blown, rust everywhere in a cheap paint job trying to cover up all of the rot. It would be atrocious. Nobody would want to go anywhere near you. It would be so obvious to everyone that sees you that you are completely and utterly worthless. But 2,000 years ago, the creator of the universe came down and walked on this earth. And when he looked at that Carfax and he read all of the details, nothing was hidden from him. He saw every single thing, even the things that you don't see now. He saw the lust. He saw the pride. He saw the anger problem. He saw the self-control problem. He saw the jealousy. He saw it all. And after reading every last detail, he took a pause and he looked up and he said, "I'll pay full price. Full price right here, right now. I don't care what the market says you're worth. I'm going to pay full price because you are inherently worth it." And that full price was his life. Jesus decided that you were worthy enough for him to come down, walk on this earth, be mocked and shamed and spit on and abused in every way that you could imagine, and then hung on a cross to die a miserable death. And he did it all for you. At any point along the path, as he was carrying the cross up that hill, he could have thrown it off and said, "Forget it. Who cares? It's not going to do anything to you. It's not going to change anything about your actions. I know for a fact that you're still going to go back to the lust. You're still going to go back to the screen. You're still going to do these things that you know you shouldn't do. So why would I go? Why would I keep doing this? Why would I suffer through all this for you?" But that's not what he did. No, he endured all of it. He didn't say a word. And then he hung on that cross. And when he said, "Tetelestai," it is finished, he meant your sin too. He meant you could be free. Not tomorrow, not 40 days from now, not a year from now, not when you get married, not any of that, but today, right here, right now. He paid the price for you. And he didn't wait for you to go and clean yourself up. He didn't die for the refined version of you. He didn't wait for you to go and become the man that you were supposed to be before he died for you. No, while you were still a sinner, while you were still broken beyond belief, broken beyond repair, while you were still black-hearted and rotten, that's when he died for you. When he knew that you would continue to choose sin over and over and over again, that's when he died for you. And he did it so that you could be free. Look, I think we get caught up in this mindset of fighting for freedom. You know, we're trying to obtain something. We're trying to get somewhere. We're trying to achieve this goal. It's not how it works. No, you're not fighting for freedom. You are fighting from it. Because 2,000 years ago, when Jesus said, "I'll pay full price," and he gave his life for you, and then 3 days later, when he rose from the dead for you, he broke the power of shame and sin and lust and death. And he set you free, not tomorrow, but today, right here, right now, the moment that you accept it. We're not fighting to achieve this goal and to win this battle, to gain this ground. We are fighting from a position that was bought and paid for by someone else's blood. And from that position, from that freedom, we can live the rest of our lives. Because yes, we are a dog that cannot help but return to our vomit, but that's our old nature. When Jesus died and rose again, and when you believed in him, he gave you a new nature. And that nature does not return to the vomit. That nature doesn't want anything to do with that vomit. That nature is fully fixed on pursuing Jesus, in doing what glorifies him, in submitting to his authority, in believing in his perfect sacrifice for you. But God loved you so much that he deemed you worth paying the ultimate price for. And when you believe that and accept him into your heart, that's when an inside-out transformation begins. It's not you trying from the outside to change your nature. It is God from the inside, changing you from the heart out. And it is only through faith in Jesus' sacrifice and in his love for you, it is only through that you can change your nature. Look, you had a problem that you couldn't solve. You had a rot that you couldn't clean out. You had a deep-seated core issue that you could do nothing about. And Jesus saw that. And he saw that you had a debt that you couldn't pay. And he came down and he paid it for you. And he solved that problem. And he cleaned that rot. And he did everything necessary in order for you to be free. He did it all for you. You couldn't do it yourself. And all you have to do in order to receive that from Jesus is have faith today. To put your faith in Jesus, to believe that what he did 2,000 years ago really happened and really had the power that the Bible says it does. To believe that Jesus was who he said he was. And that he is real and present now. To accept him into your heart. To admit that you are a broken sinner who cannot save themselves. And to say, "Jesus, not by my merits, but by yours. Not by my sacrifice, but by yours. Not for my freedom, but from yours." This is how we have freedom. This is where victory comes from. Jesus died so you could be free. And the only question now is, will you believe in him?